What's good, everyone? It's Gavin or Tweak.
What's good? What's good? What's good? It's Marcus or Pink.
What up? What up? It's Charles or Chuck.
Hey, what's up? It's Terrence or TK. And yeah, I'm not Has. Yeah, he's just, I took a spot. I was like, you know what? It's my turn to get in here. And I'm here now. So anyway, what's going on, everybody? It's Tweak Talks. And, joined with special guest me. Oh, wow. But how's everybody doing? Starting with Charles. Charles, how you doing, my boy?
I'm doing good. Port Priority 9 was fantastic. I had a great time. I got to see a lot of people I haven't seen in quite some time. The last tournament I was able to go out to was Supernova. So since I'm really busy with work out here in Hawaii, I don't get to go out to as much tournaments as I'd like to. But it's all right. You know, every once in a while, coming out to these tournaments is always a treat for me. So, yeah, I mean, Port 9 was crazy. There was a bunch of upsets. It was really fun. And for me, like, the main thing was just hanging out with a bunch of people I don't usually get to see too much or too often in person. So that was really fun. I got to play a little bit of in-person Yu-Gi-Oh! With Gavin. I would have wanted to play more. And then also got to degen on some poker. That's always fun. So overall, just had a great time. We went into Seattle briefly one day just for some lobster rolls, so that was dope too. But yeah, I had a great time. What about you, Big Gav?
Doing well. How you doing? Glad nice. To be home. Long flights. I'm chilling. Just right back into the routine. I have to get my wisdom teeth taken out this week, so I'm really not planning any. I'm going to be planning all my tournaments. Like, once that's out of the way, I'm going to try to lock in and figure out like my schedule for the foreseeable future. What's up, Marcus? How you doing?
Hey, what's good? Okay, so look, I'll fix my camera. Like, I've seen the comments. Like, at first I was gonna make it like a bit, like, and then like I just slowly get lower and lower, and then one episode it just starts and I'm just not even in the camera, but
I fixed the camera. In real time is crazy. We get to see it fixed in real time.
Yeah, in real time. What's good? What's good? Life's good. Work's been work. Been working, it's been busy. Can't wait for the holidays, so then it's not busy. That's gonna be great.
December right around the corner.
That's what I'm saying. Little man's good. He had picture day recently. I feel like I haven't been on the episode in forever. Like, even though I feel like I normally miss like 1 week or something like that, but I don't know. He had picture day recently. His pictures are great.
Looking snazzy.
Yeah. He's a goat.
Hey. About that, you know that, like, the picture day meme with that little kid that was, like, meme mugging?
That's what I thought was going to happen. I was like, bro, he is going to so angry in these pictures. But no, he was smiling on all of them.
Hell yeah.
Poor Priority was a good watch. This is the first tournament I watched a lot of in a while. It probably had to do with Gavin being there, honestly, but also it was kind of interesting because, like, I knew Sonics had a pretty good bracket. I thought Gav had a pretty good bracket, and then I saw Ice Climbers and I was like, bro, no, please. And then I saw the Ice Climbers had to play light and I was like, bro, no, please. But he kind of locked in. But we'll get into that later. It was a good tournament.
Fox has an even harder time than me, so yeah.
He kind of just found it, like, looked silly from like a viewer's point of view. It kind of looked like he just found out how to dash attack him, and that was it. Like, he just
that
was
sounds like attacking. How it works, honestly. Like,
he was just dash attacking. I was like, he would like laser him a few times and be like, I'm sending it. And
Sin likes to dash attack too.
He does, yeah.
Kind of reminded me of Big D. Like, not all of the Ice Climber players will let it rip that frequently, but something that's interesting, this sounds so silly, but because there's two of them, if Diddy Kong has banana and I shield the dash attack, it's like I can't hit both of them.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like a one of those situations where the risk reward in like certain moments is like better than you'd expect. Just a random thought I had, like, after the fact. I don't even think it came up in our matches, but
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I remember as I was watching it, just thinking, like, you needed open space to hit from above. And it was kind of weird because when you were on hollow, you kind of played that way where, like, you kind of stuck to, like, not dude, the platforms.
I have. I'm really good versus ice climbers, I swear.
Yeah.
But I have this strategy, but it does involve me reacting properly, and I just didn't, and you just die. And that shit really sucked, because even when I play Wi-Fi, I never mess the strategy up, like, ever. And I just could not believe my eyes every time I got messed up for, like, trying to do what I wanted to do. Because I was, like, definitely really aware of so many things. So I was just driving myself crazy, because if anyone watches my streams and stuff, I've been having, like, I've been bouncing between a couple different controllers. And I actually got a new one at the tournament, and I ended up getting in time before my last set. And it's pretty nice. So just in case it was that, I'm glad to get that out of the picture. But I really didn't know for sure if I just sucked in that set or not. But yeah, that drove me crazy. Like, it's been a while since I feel like a problem was because I wasn't reacting. I was just like, it was driving me nuts, bro. Because I'm the type of person that if something goes wrong, I am down to try it again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm down to risk it again and die the a second time in a row. Same thing with, like, one of the matches I dropped earlier on the weekend. I, like, was dying because I was messing up a tech, and I literally just got destroyed the rest of the match because I kept trying to do it. Like, it's like I'm trying to, like, I don't know, like, warm up in the middle of, like, a match where it's like, this is the last place you should try to warm up. But yeah, I'm down to lose if it means, like, I can know if I'm making a mistake or not, like, or, like, just working out the kinks, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
How are you doing, TK? How's commentating Port?
Port is sick. I mean,
and you competed too, right?
Yeah, I mean, I got washed. I don't want to talk about it.
Wait,
no, what? But we got washed, bro. Like,
yeah,
we, it was. Me and Malcolm normally do pretty all right in doubles. Like, I don't expect to do anything more than like a 2-2, you know, like on a, like a good day. And I also haven't played in like 2 years straight up, like, as far as like really sitting down and grinding or whatever. Like, we got on Wi-Fi a week ago. Terrible idea. That is, it's, the game is already pretty hard, with, you know, inputs and stuff when you're coming from other games, but then put the inherent lag in the game on top of internet lag, and it's just like, dude, I was like, dude, I don't know how I'm supposed to catch anything on reaction. But then I was like, oh, that's right, like, Wi-Fi isn't reaction, it's just a bunch of series of educated guesses based off what you think is supposed to happen there, more than anything. So like if I try to react to an air dodge, that punish is late. But if I just believe you're gonna air dodge and then I do it anyway, like, that's gonna hit. And like that was happening a lot, for sure. But we got into doubles. We just hit each other a lot. But it's kind of hard. Like, it's Wario and Wii Fit. And unfortunately, I think Wii Fit and doubles, as much as I do like the idea of being like, if you're getting double teamed, I don't have to get all the way over there. I can literally just throw the soccer ball. Yeah. Since the soccer ball is such a, like, long-standing hitbox, it actually just becomes
chaos. It's going to disrupt something, bro.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, even if I hit the person I want to hit, and it bounces back, and then my teammate is like, oh, let me jump out of the middle, and they jump into the ball, and now they're hit. So,
yeah.
Like, it's just, there's just a lot going on. Wario does the same thing with the bike, and both of us are kind of, like, supposed to, I guess, be in the back, kind of, like, both follow up. So Malcolm has to now go in. And just, you know, we have little stuff that, like, normally a lot of the ways we would get kills when we played before was, like, you down through, I up smash at, like, 70, like, they're dead. Like, it doesn't matter who it is in the game, like, they're gone. And he just wasn't grabbing. It was just like, it was a lot of like solo play happening from both sides. Like, I'm not, just not all on him, but
bro,
we had to play Neo and his partner first round. I was like, okay, well, I'm seated absolute dirt here. Like, yo, and they farmed us. And then I lost to the turtle on Zelda and her partner, whose name escapes me, on Snake. And I think like we won the first two games pretty heavily. It was Snake. I was confident. I know how to play Snake. Like, it's, you know, I mean, like, it's, what do you mean? Why are you
wait,
like
that? Doubles was 3 out of 5 the whole time, too?
Yep. It wasn't supposed to be.
Goodness gracious.
It wasn't supposed to be. What happened was, at the beginning of the day, Scott said, hey, Just want y'all to know all sets are best 3 out of 5. He's definitely talking about singles. Someone in the back during doubles like, hey, all sets best 3 out of 5.
Got him.
So
someone just got 2-0'd and they're like, wait.
So they heard the first, they did the first one like that. Scott didn't find out until they had to run the second pull of doubles. He's like, well, I can't change it now. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So, which was funny because when we got farmed by Nao and his partner, I can't remember his partner's name, but I remember he was like, yo, GG's. And Nao was like, there's another game. And I was like, to be honest, y'all can take the game. I don't even we don't have to play anymore. But we played it anyway. But yeah, it was just, you know, I was salty. Like, and that's how I knew. I was like, I'm glad I'm not really a competitor anymore, because like, I shouldn't be salty. I know I haven't played in years. I know I have like a lot to catch up on if I wanted to be like a player again. But losing still sucks. Like, it just doesn't feel good. So I like left, got me a little drink, came back and played like 10 hours of friendlies. I'm back, bro. I think I'm entering singles this time.
Bro, I just had the same thing except the drink part.
Lost.
I lost and I just played for a million years.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. I just know Sonic's won. I'm sorry. I just know Sonic's won, and I'm trying to figure it out from there. Cause I was just playing all night.
Yeah.
And then I just watched VODs until 4 a.m. I don't know what happened at that tournament. I heard some DK chants.
That didn't go well for the DK. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But
I mean, it did until it didn't.
Yeah, it did until it didn't. I just, you know, but yeah, I mean, just overall, like, I think what I've learned is that playing the game again made me way more excited to talk about it. Like, I don't know if y'all could tell, but like, me, I felt like I was locked into on commentary. Like, I felt like I was more energetic. I felt like I actually like really, really cared about the matches instead of just like, you know, oh, I'm here because I'm here. But like, I cared about like the results. I cared about like people like adjusting, the jokes that we told, all that other good stuff. I care about all that. And that has kind of escaped a lot of my like commentary within Smash for like a while, because it started to feel like a job, like more of a job than the fun that it was. And I think playing definitely brought that fun back, because I got to, one, reconnect with the community, and two, like, I think people just didn't even know I played. Like, I played some Wolf player, and I think he two-stopped me first game, and then I two-stopped him the next two games. And he was like, wait, you, like, play for real? I was like, I just needed to warm back up, bro. Just, like, hey, I was power ranked one time, brother. Chill out.
I looked at the same thing to Max. I was sitting next to Max playing Rivals friendlies with someone. Someone hit him with the same thing. It just happens to y'all.
I didn't know you played for real.
Just like, wait.
All right, man.
You're not supposed to be good.
That's one of the other things too. Is always I flame people for not playing the game. Like I'm not playing as much now, but like I'm been playing Smash since I was like 18. Like, and then I've played all of them since the beginning, and nothing has changed. There's no patches, no nothing. So like, there's not a lot to catch up on when it comes to the meta. But like, when people don't play the game at all, like, I'll flame you for that. Like, why do you want to talk about it? You don't even want to actively play it. Like, I mean, ever.
It shows.
Yeah.
Like, so, it's the easiest thing to tell in the world.
For sure. But yeah, I had a good time. That's all. I mean, it was a great tournament. I'm glad I got a chance to commentate with one Charles, because I don't get to see that often. And that top four was sick, and the matches, everything was just fun. I mean, Port's always just a good event. I've been going since apparently 5. And I don't plan to miss any of them as long as he decides to keep doing it.
Apparently, I've been to 4 of them. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yo, Charles, you muted, by the way.
Oh. Okay, I think I'm good. Am I back?
Yeah, bro.
Okay.
All right, sorry. I had to find the best moment to tell you, because I saw your mouth moving.
My fault, gang. Yeah. I was cutting him off heavy. Yeah,
you wouldn't know, because
Charles, for the last 30 seconds, like, damn, they do not like me.
Damn. I was gonna say it's an extreme being a commentator and like entering a bracket. Either someone thinks that you just suck at the game, which is fair, and then the other reaction is they'll beat you, and then they pop off like you're top 10 in the world, no joke. So you get one or the other, which is I mean both whatever, dude. But yeah, Arbok was fire, TK. The doubles was really fun. Yeah, I mean, even I think in general, like pretty much every single commentary block I had, I felt really good about the commentary on, you know, both sides in terms of just like both commentators and stuff. I felt like the commentary was really good. Has some talking points that he wanted to talk about, and one of them was the Tom commentary for Top Cut was really good, and just the commentary in general for the tournament was really good. So shouts to Gyromite bringing out all the great talent for the tournament. And yeah, like the commentary felt good. The matches felt good. I think, you know, obviously it was definitely not a Mickey Mouse tournament, but also I think it was a little refreshing to see a tournament that didn't have, you know, like the 4 to 5 top seeds of Japan. I think it's good to have that in North America, but I think it's a breath of fresh air when it's not just Akola, Hurt, Mia, Doromigi, right? I'd probably throw in Raru in there too, but Raru's Luigi, so that's always just exciting because people get zero to death or whatever. So
Raru's getting kind of farmed.
Yeah, just straight up blood. It's like that's the cause factor. But yeah, Raru did not make top 8 at Kagura. We got upset. So in terms of like the last,
he had hard matchups for sure, like Rosa and stuff.
Rosa, yeah, like the weird Luigi hard matchups.
Those desperation rolls from Luigi, like please let me in, please, please.
Bro, Rosa's been kind of showing up.
That character's nice.
I ran into one on a week's match today.
I had to lock in.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I would say that character was good. That's solid.
Yeah, I played Diddy Kong, bro. That character against your character. Fucking good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Rosa does well into Diddy. Yeah.
That shit
does well into Luigi.
It's crazy because you would probably rather fight Min Min than Rosa, which is just so crazy to think about.
Free.
Yeah, like that is such a.
It's not that good, bro.
I don't know, man. Number one, well, maybe not this next season. Number one in the world
still might be number one.
Oh wait, I guess he did just get that W. Kind of needed that.
Yeah, that was a big W.
Yeah, so
that character talking about three.
You know, that has talking points that and one of them was the Louis Money 3-0 over Syrup. But I wanted to like Louis Money did a lot of good things here at this event, but
yeah.
We were also talking about like the DK, and I was like, you know, Mile got all the way up there just to kind of get Palutena. Really, it's like what happened to him in the top 8. But I was talking to Louis about that, like, because I saw him, like, I guess right after he beat Syrup, and he was like, "Yeah, bro." Like, I was like, "You still in?" And he was like, "Yeah, I'm actually on the winner's side." I was like, "Oh," and he's like, "You know, I just beat Syrup 3-0." I was like, "Oh, damn." He was like, "Yeah, I kind of like needed that because he feels like he hasn't beat a good player, like a good player, in a long time," and I mean, I didn't go back to look at the results, but I mean, I feel like Syrup is definitely one of those upper echelon people that he's probably talking about.
Oh, yeah, so. for yeah. Sure.
Good he's for like, him.
On a good day, he's like top 5 type stuff. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I was talking with Luis throughout the event before like a lot got going. I mean, he's one of those guys that enters every event, like squad strike and doubles. He's always playing, and he seemed really chill and calm and collected. So, I'm not surprised he went on a run. You know, he was asking me to play and stuff. I don't think we got to do that, but I'm not surprised. I don't know, when someone's like that calm and collected with all the pressure on them, it's a pretty good sign. And I guess Paulo versus DK is some things never change.
I mean, it was game 5.
Yeah, I mean, I just saw the ending, so that's all.
I mean, on paper,
5 minutes ago.
Yeah, DK damn. Shouldn't be able to do anything on paper, right? So,
yeah, but I mean, it's all really money, bro. Yes, that's Mr. 305, bro. Come on now, like it's always gonna go to game 5. Like, I don't know how, but it just really does always go to game 5 with him, bro. Except for that Syrup thing, but like, if you look at the rest of his bracket, there's a lot of game 5s in there. I'm sure.
Oh, I see how Donkey Kong won that game.
Yeah,
nice.
Happens.
It happened to
bro happen. Knows how to get grabs. I saw him beat Toon. That was hella grabs, like mostly insane, pivot grab into Ding Dong. Like that shit was crazy. Oh. Dang.
Well,
it's crazy too because I've talked to Luis a lot in general. I mean, I've known Luis since Smash 4. I used to travel from SoCal to NorCal quite a bit, and that was back when like Luis was Mario main and stuff like that. But Luis feels so confident versus Steve and Sonic. He's always just like, give me the Steves, give me the Sonics
too.
Yeah, I mean, Game Watch is another, like, just in terms of the quote unquote current meta that we have in Ultimate, Luis feels very confident in terms of the character pool. So it was really sick. And even it was crazy, me and Cirque were on the mic for like the VGBC 2, and Cirque had the bracket opened up, and we saw that Luis and Syrup were playing against each other. I was like, oh, dang, I wouldn't be surprised if Luis beat Syrup. Like, I would think if I had to bet there, I would bet Luis just because I think he's extremely good against Steve. And then not even like a minute later, the results came in. It was like 3-0. I was like, oh, snap. Like,
yeah. Man,
the results are in. So it's very sick to see Luis get matchups that he wants to get and doing really well and executing on them. So, I mean, Politano is a very heavy execution character, right? Like, when you look at Palu, Palu has... Bro, you can't you just can't mess up. To me, it's not like, oh, you gotta do this one frame, da 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 da, and to the, like whatever this, yeah. this, that. It's just one of those characters.
My bad.
It's just a lot of like you have to execute on the advantage state well. You can't get reversal. You have all the tools to not have that happen to you. But once things don't go correctly, you get grabbed at 50 or 60 and you're done. Like, or you get, it's ultimate, right? Like you either get infinite advantage state from Game & Watch, infinite advantage state from Min Min, or you get hit by Kazuya, you get hit by Luigi. It's ultimate. Like Politano advantage state is not auto advantage state like Game & Watch. I would not put Palu in that category, right? It's not just like free advantage state. So at least you still have, there's still an execution check on how you sequence your advantage and all that other stuff is my main point.
The ding-dong window on Politano is like 10% at best. I guess that's like about an average one then. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's probably another, I think you're, I know what you're trying to say. We just got into it because I heard execution. I was like,
yes, yeah, sorry.
How hard is it to hit three mirrors? Bro, it's, up airs, bro.
I'm just insecure, bro.
It's 20.
But I know what you mean, bro. I know what you mean.
2025. Like, execution checks now are very.
I dropped Wario because of this character. I was just sick of jumping and losing every time I jump. I'm sick of it. Like, I still hate Palu. I'm going to say it.
When was the last time you played a top Palu in bracket?
I be doing good.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm just genuinely curious. Like, I feel like it's
probably
been like,
Luis,
like a year, 2 years, like
probably Luis, like a year ago, year and a half at most.
Yeah, I mean, it's really just what him, bro, Low and Chad.
I don't, are you trying to say I need some good bracket matches? Is that what you're saying?
No, I just thought about it. Like, you said you hate Palu, and I was like, does bro even play against Palu in bracket?
Online.
I know you're doing live.
Palu a lot. Like, I don't actually hate her, but, like, I'm not fighting for her. I'm not going to defend her.
I'm defending Palu.
Like, if Palu gets slandered over there, I'm not going to, like, go over there and, like, stop it.
That's crazy.
That's fair. That's fair.
That's not
fair. I'm going to let it happen.
Politano hurt you.
Yeah, if someone's like, yo, fuck Politano, I'm going to be like, I'm just gonna act like I didn't hear it. Like,
oh, you're not
gonna. I mean, yeah. But also,
they had to play each other.
She's so fast, and her jump is so high.
Reflo and Louis, and I thought that was gonna be like a way better set. Like, Flo kind of got bodied.
I did see that one actually. Yeah, he did. Yeah. To play.
It was actually entertaining to watch. Like,
and Reflo is so good too. That's how you know Luis is like. He was having a good weekend.
Yeah,
and he won doubles with Spencer, I think.
I mean, that dude is insane at doubles.
Yeah, bro. They don't lose doubles. Also, Palutena is like broken the best doubles. Ultimate doubles character of all time, I think. Overall, throughout day one to now.
I think so.
She has the best like synergy with the whole cast overall, I think.
Luis is also just very good at doubles too. But yeah. Very, very amazing doubles character. I don't think you can ever go wrong if you go Politano and insert another character.
That's what I mean. Like that's why I think she has to be, unless Steve, because I've been out of doubles for so many years. Like, unless Steve is like that different in doubles, I just feel like Politano is the best overall.
Yeah.
I could see
I don't know much about
testing the spot.
Yeah, I don't know how much Steve functions in doubles. Like, I don't know.
I know Rob Downthrow kind of goes crazy in doubles too.
Rob Downthrow, Pyro F Smash. I've seen that from Big Boss and Leo. It's a good strategy. You can win with that strategy.
It's simple and effective. Gets the job done.
Whenever I'm playing randoms and something like that happens, I'm always telling my teammate, like, just in case they don't know, like, yo, smash attack now.
Yo, speaking of, man.
I wanted to talk to you about your doubles thing because you were playing with Wario and.
I think we didn't do some of the doubles basics of like, yeah, like if you grab someone, just, you know, F smash through me, whatever, like,
yeah,
grab armor type stuff. But I hate randubs. I'm gonna be real with you. So
Oh, me too. That shit was peer pressure every time I had to play.
It just because I wanted to like randoms was happening, like they had a random bracket, and I wanted to play random. Like, we're trying to practice, like, you know, doubles is over, whatever. But like, I'm like, hey, we still want to practice because in case we want to, like, you know, lock back in. So I'm walking around the venue, I'm like, hey, who's trying to play some doubles? Randoms? No, play your fucking character, man. Like, play, y'all can play random if you want, but I'm gonna pick my character and I want to just play, I want to sit down and just play doubles so we can like talk about synergy and all that other good stuff. Just everyone just loves randoms right now, which is crazy because like no one seems to like doubles, but until it comes down to randoms, and I'm like, that sucks. This is not fun. As far as team with Wario, I just, as long as my Wario can grab and down throw, we're winning. Like, down throw,
I hate playing Wario in doubles. I feel like so much pressure's on me. I'm either the best teammate ever because I landed the stuff, or I feel like I'm just flying around doing a lot of nothing because I didn't land the stuff.
I'm pretty sure that's probably how Malcolm felt too.
Like, yeah, like if you get the waft, like the game's over all of a sudden. Yeah. But like, if I'm not getting anything, it's like, what is my purpose? Like, I genuinely
deep question.
Like, what? Like, if Wario's not landing the wafts and stuff, like, what is his purpose on the stage? Like,
down throw.
It just hurts. Like, it's painful. Like when you try to do the team combo and you miss, it's like, damn, bro. Like, I know they hate me so much right now.
Yeah, nah, but I think also
you can't just try again.
He was just Malcolm was too chill. So like the third game, like I think he like SD'd at like 2, and he's like and I was like, you know, I'm like, oh, what happened? He's like, I just SD'd, man. Like I just SD'd, and we lost that game. And I was like, there's like no fire. like dude, just like, you know, he would, or he, let's say like he killed me. He'd be like, my bad, man. Like. And I think the combination of us losing, us going 0-2, and then also him being so chill was just making me so mad.
Where's your rage, bro?
Where's the passion?
Oh, man. But anyway, I wouldn't trade for the world, though. Like, that's been we've been playing doubles, like, tournament for, like, five years straight. In fact, I think at, like, we first started playing doubles in, like a pound.
Y'all started Brawl, right? Yeah.
It was Wario Kirby, and like, it was, and down throw was even easier, so it was down throw, side B. Like, just
I forget how good Brawl side B was for Kirby, like the actual knockback in a game like Brawl, like that was an actual kill.
Yeah, that was a nuke.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We ended up getting like 7th or 9th or something, like in one of the first. And this, I was like not good at Brawl, like either. So, like, I was like a common 1-2er at the end of Brawl. And we ended up getting 9th, and I think people were like, what the hell? Like, I was like, I'll play doubles, bro. Like, one thing I can do, I can play some doubles.
Yeah.
So, either way.
Pro is nice at dubs.
I'm not.
Yeah. I do love some doubles, man.
Nah, what? Gavin just doesn't. You just don't like ultimate doubles. Or have you always been a doubles hater?
I don't think I'm good at doubles. Comparatively to my peers?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're not the best, but you're good. Like.
It's like, yeah, I mean, everyone's smoking you, bro. Like,
yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking about his peers. Like,
I'm not good at I'm good at playing singles in doubles.
Like, think about it. Like,
so I'm not good at doubles.
Light is crazy in doubles.
Mm-hmm.
And when I team with him, we get smoked.
I actually don't remember you playing doubles in a long. I played doubles
with Paris at Level Up before the Japan trip.
Okay.
And see, you don't remember because we didn't do anything.
Rip.
Were you Diddy Kong?
Yeah. That character is so bad. I'm correct, right?
Yeah.
Monkey flip grab. I'm like, I know about that. Like, I know. Yeah,
sure. But like, relative to like the cast is like, all right.
Relative to what everyone else is doing in doubles.
Yeah, like I'm watching Palu and Cloud and Game & Watch and Steve and Rob and
I think people just don't grab enough in doubles, man.
It's hard. Like,
everybody
be jumping in this game.
Yeah, but like then when there's ever a scramble, there's always at least one person to shield. Like if there's too much of a scramble next to me, like if my teammate's jumping in front of me and the two people are jumping around us, like I'm probably in shield because I'm like, if I'm a jump, I'm gonna get hit by everybody. Like that shit's death.
I feel like the logic of grabbing more is kind of good too, because you're also more likely to get bailed out of anything going wrong
mm-hmm.
in some capacity. I feel like I'm not good at that kind of mindset, because when I play Smash, I don't do that type of stuff. Like, I don't play with the intention of being down to get hit. So I don't like going into the fray in that way. Like, I don't like eating a hit in order for something else to happen. Like, I'm not trying to get hit, period. Sorry. Like, I'm going to watch my teammate get smoked and be like, good luck. Like, I'm not going to help you.
Stock tank.
Yeah. Like, throw a banana in there, bro. Just see what happens. Just see what happens.
Like,
what? Yeah, I mean, like, I as much as I love doubles, I know that's like the lesser played format in this game, and that's fine. Yeah. But speaking of, swap back over to singles though, we did have talk about the W here, the big W here. Sonic's finally breaking the curse. I felt like, you know, they said the last time he won was Port Priority 8, and that was like kind of crazy. But I felt like even outside of that, once he beat Light. I was like, yeah, it's probably cooked. Like, I think it's probably cooked for the rest of the event. Not to take anything away from Zamba. Zamba actually had a great, you know, game five set against him. But I felt like I knew he was going to beat Carmelo. And then, Zamba was just like, Zamba was playing on one. He was on one for the first two games within the swap, other colors. And just, I mean, Sonic's locked in and got some confidence and whatnot. But yeah, I saw him out in the hallway. And I was like, yeah, bro, like, this is before Top even started. I was just like, I think this is your one, man. But I want to know, like, how he feels about, like, I know this is still a big W, but, like, does he want to get that big W over, like, you know, the Mia, Akola, Hurt, Dormigi, to, like, really solidify? Because this is still a win to me. I don't care what anyone says, but I just want to know if that's, like, in his mindset where it's, like, I got to get that big, like, that at super ultimate tier tournament where every top player shows up and I still got number one.
Well, Port Priority 8. That's exactly what Sonics did, right? I believe Port Priority 8 was over Akola Mio. That was at the time. Yeah, beat both of them cleanly. Like, it was that. And that was like some of the, I don't know if it was the exact first time Sonics played against them, but it was clean. Like, Sonics, it was very much so in Sonics' favor back in Port Priority 8. So, yeah, I mean, it's good to see Sonics coming back and even going and defeating Light too. I believe the last time they played, Sonics was able to beat Light, so it's not like a surprise or anything. But traditionally speaking, it's a pretty tough matchup for Sonic. And I think, I mean, and maybe the matchup's pivoting more towards even or something like that. Who knows, right? But if you asked anyone 2 or 3 years ago about Sonic Fox or Sonic versus Fox, you're going to get the answer of Fox has a slight advantage, right? So I think that's a big deal, and I think the conversation does kind of open up to where maybe Sonic does have the answers. I think it's so funny because I would never say this, especially back then, because I always want Fox to win. But I would just watch Sonic players fight Fox. I'm like, man, thank God Sonic players don't do like reverse down air against Firefox. Like, they just be letting Firefox go off and they just go for the forward smash two frame, which is great and can work, but the reverse down air, let's just say it's a little bit more guaranteed versus Firefox. So, and then you would look at that. That is
that's my banger right there, bro. That nuclear is F smash.
That is powerful.
It's always a jump air, and you know the game's over if you get hit by it. There's no there's no winning after that.
Because a lot of people would say in this matchup too, it's like, oh, well, Fox has so many outs in terms of just taking out Sonic's stock really early at around like the 80 or 90%. But Sonic does the same thing to Fox. And it's not just the edge guards. It's also the ledge traps too. So just
Light is good at that, dealing with Sonic at ledge, because most of us just can't do anything.
Oh, yeah. The Nair is so good.
Like, Sonic is so good at getting off ledge and also staying on ledge too, because he has the best ledge hang in the game. Damn, bro, this is a violent game.
Oh, you didn't see this? This
as soon as he got the Nair F smash, he's been chilling ever since.
Bro, he started at some point, because I think I was talking to Haz. I was like, bro, he started moving weird. I think this is over. Like, he's moving weird. Like,
oh my lord.
Like. Like, he was kind of like circle camping.
That's for three stocks. Like, it's like Light didn't have respawn invincibility.
It was like a weird, like, it kind of looked like he was circle camping, but as I was watching it, I was like, the entire time he's looking for offense. Yeah, like, he's not doing it with the intent of running away. He's doing it with an intent of like finding an opening.
That's how you know you might have a tournament winner on your hands, because he's down 2-1 playing like that. So that means like he's not considering the score or anything, which is, dude, like, please stop getting into that.
I mean, it's hard.
Yeah, it's active.
Because he's been getting throughout the set, he got hit with a lot of like back airs on his jump. Like,
I see.
Yeah, so I'm sure he was like in that in between of like, do I take the back?
Does down tilt hit Fox's ledge hang? Sorry, I bet.
Down tilt, no. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that might be too hard to know. Because Sonic's down tilt's like okay in those spots, but it definitely doesn't hit everyone.
Yeah. That has to stop though. Like that makes me mad. Like I get the mix up. Like it's, they jump back and it's either gonna be home and attack or it's gonna be like the spin dash or whatever. But like, please, man. Like, and I saw Light kind of trying to deal with it in like an offbeat way where like if he saw Sonic's jump back, he would like try to jump and like fall on top of it with an air. And I was like, okay. But the execution required for that is a little bit much. But like, dude, like, the moment that they jump back, they've used their double jump. If they press side B or down B, they have one arc they can go in. They can't do anything else, so they just get hit. As long as you have something that can hit it, then they get hit. But for some reason, it's like, I haven't played against it in a long time, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know how it feels weird. In the moment.
In the moment, it's so hard to like even do simple things against Sonic. Yeah. You're just playing like catch up all the time. It just sucks.
But I feel like that's like one of the few places Sonic feels vulnerable, and it's not. I see Light hit it every now and then, but not too often. Most players won't hit it though. It's just something interesting that has been going on for a little bit, and I'm like, bro, we can't let this slide. Like that can't slide. Like,
is this semis?
Yeah, when it's semis, yeah.
Yeah, they was playing for real, bro.
Yeah, and it was a reverse 3. I mean, Sonic's got some reverse 3-0s this tournament.
Oh, really?
And that's mm-hmm. That's classic. That's vintage Sonic's where, like, he's, like, mad.
Was that an up tilt?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. But then, like, Paris kind of
down tilt early. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That was all I had to see.
I was saying that's just kind of how Sonic is, bro. Like, it's never over until it's actually over. Like, until I see the 3 against him, like, I don't care what I'm looking at on the stream, bro. Like, that man can have a 200% last stock, and I'm like, yeah, I think he might got this, though.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's what has always separated Sonic's from other Sonic players. Just Sonic's offense is so strong where it feels – because traditionally speaking, Sonic is the character where it's like, oh, well, once you get the lead on Sonic, it's fine. Sonic is one of those characters that becomes really, really powerful when Sonic is ahead. But if Sonic is behind and you don't have to approach in a spin dash, it can be a little bit more tough. But I don't think that's like really a true narrative. I think that's a very old school way of thinking about Sonic, especially in Ultimate. And yeah, Sonic's is crazy. Sonic's will get one hit and just completely just, damn, I mean, just from the sheer combos, but the offstage, the advantage state is just crazy.
Yeah, now, these boys are scrapping, bro. This was like probably the best set of the top 8.
Winner like, semi.
Yeah.
Yeah, this set was incredible.
Damn, that could have been it.
Dang, if any one of those nairs connect. It was crazy.
Yeah. Marcus is tight.
Because I remember watching it and I literally thought, please, if you have Smash Hero, you win the game. Like before, as soon as he touched the ledge, I was like, bro.
You can do.
Yeah. As soon as he touched the ledge, I was like, bro, if you are prepared for it and you have Smash here, you win the game, like 100%. Because he's going to do it. Yeah. And then it happened, I was like.
Light's given me that advice before, too. So it sucks that he didn't do it.
Good game, though. Good game, though.
Hey. It was fast, too. I mean, just not a lot. I mean, the gun came out here and there, right? But it's for hard. The most part, it's not.
He's getting off the ledge better. That's why that game was so close. AKA he was forward airing off ledge, which is so annoying.
Are you talking about Fox?
Yes.
Dude, it like vacuums you in from like roll distance, bro. Yeah, it's like, so stupid.
He got 2 of them and now he's about to win the set. Like,
you get full combo, like
oh yeah.
It's on it was definitely nice to see, you know, Sonic get that W, but like on the reverse side of things. I saw my boy MK Leo, man.
Come on,
I had to ask him. I had to ask him, bro. I saw him on the venue.
I thought we were talking about me.
No, no. Well, listen.
You're next. You're next.
Well, actually, we'll go because we'll go further down the list. This is your first tournament back, right? Like your first big one.
Yeah.
So, like, first one period. I guess. Yeah. What made you? What was the deciding factor? Like, what like changed from the point where you were like, "I'm gonna take a break" to like, "All right, I'm gonna come back."
TSM hitting me up.
Ah, really?
Yeah. They were, you know, I thought it was nice that they were down to sponsor me, like, regardless if it was, like, playing again or not. And we just figured, like, under different circumstances, I probably would have still been playing anyway. So, it's good to be back. Very disappointed with the result, but, it was going to be Miami, but it got delayed a little bit. Mm-hmm. Fun fact. But Port Priority is a good first one, I think.
Well, you, okay, but you had, so you lost to Sin, the Ice Climbers, and then Toon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think
both of them hurt pretty bad. Toon was reverse 3-0.
Yeah. Okay.
And Sin was just me getting hit by the same thing over and over. And I was
I saw the Toon one, not fully, but I looked up, like, I was on commentary and I looked up and I was like, oh, tweak up 2-0.
It's the same loss as it's the same thing as like so many of the other ones. Like, it just plays out the same way.
I was curious when you went up 2-0 and you lost game three. Like,
I felt it. I was like,
I hope the emotions aren't coming back. Like everything's like, this again. Yeah.
I think I definitely was trying to win that third game, like, specifically, like put it all on the line type thing. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. This character is garbage, bro.
That's not true. Diddy Kong is
not good. Like, even at, like, this guy sucks.
Okay.
This guy stinks.
Let me at least get some slack, because I've never truly thought this, and I've said this about all my characters I've ever played, and I've been playing Diddy Kong longer than anyone I've ever chose, but after this tournament I was like, this character might suck,
bro. He just has some bad matchups.
I think you just got steved, bro. Yeah. Like, I think
that being a bad matchup is problematic. But and also Snake being a bad matchup is problematic. But I mean, hey, look, you could beat
Min Min. How about we keep going?
A lot of characters can't beat Min Min. Look at you.
Yeah, look at you beating Min Min.
There's some other ones that can do some.
You do decently against Sonic.
Yeah.
I mean, hey.
I think that's kind of important,
right?
I mean, Kazuya, I mean, these are some important characters.
Kazuya sucks.
But it's important to be able to beat them consistently.
But what's the most important character to beat? Probably Steve, because for some reason, out of nowhere, there's so many talented young Steve players that can get really far in bracket. I'm not sure why, but I don't know. I just feel like I see that, like, out of nowhere, these players are coming through. And dang, man, the Steve is nice. So I think having
a couple weeks straight, it definitely stung. You know what sucks? When you, like, eat healthy, meditate, read, work out every day, VOD review every day, and then you get 25th, and my mindset was immediate, like, bro, I shouldn't have even tried, and I probably would have got first.
I think that...
That is not true, by the way. I'm definitely...
Well, yeah, but I think the issue was
extra hard when you're a super try-hard, bro. Like, damn, I could have just played Yu-Gi-Oh! With Charles all night. If I knew I was gonna get 25th, shit.
But you know, all the Steve players are doing all the things you just said, right? Like, there's no way these Steve players are just picking up.
Like, myself specifically, like,
these Steve players are definitely not hitting the gym and eating healthy.
They're
in the Discord with the other Steve players, learning how to. I bet you there's just. It's not even matchup, threads in there. It's just how to annoy this character. So, like,
I was like, damn, am I even progressing mentally? But then I realized I got over it pretty quick, and I was in the venue practicing, and I was like, okay, it was definitely worth it.
That's
you know what I mean? I was like, it was probably worth it. I know I did really bad, But the fact that I'm in the venue practicing, hanging out with everyone, I was like, okay, I'm probably on a good path. And it didn't take, it took me until I was actively already out playing at night, hanging out with everyone, where it came to me. I was like, okay. Because when I just had gotten knocked out, I was like, bro, what am I doing? Like, am I even like progressing?
Yeah.
But how quick I was able to bounce back felt a little different, I think. And that was cool. But I'm not trying to get 25th again. I'll say that.
I think normally when I see people lose to Steve, though, it's not even like there's two battles going on. It's the one on the screen, obviously. And then it's the one where you finally lose the third game, because it's always a reverse 3-0. And it's like in your head, you're like, okay, that means I got to play this guy for like another 16 minutes. And you're already like, you've already done the whole boss battle. Like, you've already avoided all of the minecarts, anvil bears. And so finally, when you start getting hit by them, you're frustrated. And now you're like rushing. And that, and you start getting hit by more and more to eventually what you
lose. It just falls apart, dude. And it's so concerning, because I feel like my play style is like theoretically built to beat this character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like I have a lot of patience. I can avoid the things. I can play the boss battle for like hours on end. But then when I sit down to play it, it does not go that way at all. And it's concerning. There's definitely still a lot of work to be done. And I might go back to a play style that I tried at the beginning that didn't work, because I don't think playing it like a normal character with Diddy Kong is possible at all. I think you have to do something else. I'm going to try that or just lose. So,
dang.
Okay.
That's how it be sometimes, bro.
That's what I mean. Light said he was basically trying to, he said, I'm trying a new play style here at this event. And he said, I'm just rushing people down. And like,
bro, I wish.
I don't know if you have the character that can do that, but like, that's all he was doing. He was like, if I can close the gap, I'm closing the gap. And he would always try, at least for one game, to go hyper aggressive before. Need anything else.
Yeah, doing that as a plan A and having a backup plan sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Bro, he tried that.
It seems like it worked versus Sin. Connecting what TK just said to what Marcus was saying earlier.
He tried. Game one was not close.
Paris definitely tried first game one and game two, and it was like
that laser came out.
Then what if we just cut the fluff and just skip this process? If you got smoked that hard, how about we just shoot the gun immediately?
It's crazy, because during that set, it was like me and some other friends were just eating lunch, right? And after the second game, Phil just closes out a stream. He's like, I knew it. He's just going to go down 0-2. He's going to figure it out too late, right? I kept watching. I was like, nah, he got this. I just need to see that gun come out. I was like, all I need to see is the gun. Once I see the gun, we're in business. Game three, ooh, that gun was out.
Yeah.
And attacks.
There it is.
Because, okay, so game one and two, it just felt like Paris was trying to short hop and full hop in. And, bro, Sin was just up airing. Just up airing.
That's the big thing. You don't land on the up tilt area.
Yeah.
Like, that is like a really big thing for Diddy Kong, too. Is like, I can't just start doing landing neutral airs either. Like, you gotta be like a lot trickier with your vertical movement, because you still kind of want to be up there versus ICs, but you're not just gonna land on the up tilt.
One of the stocks that Sin got was, it's so funny to me.
Where damn,
Sin gets a desync.
Footstool there, nice.
Sin gets a desync, right, and then Nana starts charging. And what Sin will do with the main climb is just start walking Nana around, and Nana is literally charging up smash and moving too. I was just like, dude, this is so hilarious. Just like, you have a charging up smash that's moving across the map. Like,
I was talking about this with Ice Climbers. I feel like, so Ice Climbers is like a very vulnerable character, right? And it's like, something I don't understand is why a lot of the time they like look for reversals. If you're so vulnerable, why is like a lot of the time their playstyle built around getting reversals? Like, aren't you just more likely to lose? Like, why don't you like play it a bit more traditional? You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand like the frequent whiffing and like spot dodging or like rolling. If you're Ice Climbers, like any little thing can like really break apart the game plan. So like, I feel like if it was like a more control based play style and like actually trying to get strong wins.
This combo is so funny.
Like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of them like prey on reversals, and I just don't think that's a consistent strategy to like win tournaments.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, this is coming from a person who just lost to Ice Climbers, but I'm still, I swear I'm good at this matchup. So
I also think Ice Climbers has a very unique defense. I don't know if it's necessarily strong or not, but being able to have two shields. So if you, because it depends on which way you're facing as well. Like, there's a lot of times in neutral where Shin will just turn around shield. So if you do grab Nana, Popo can shield the throw and then up smash. Or if you do hit two shields, you have more hit stun, like shield stun, and then you can easily punish out of shield up smash and things like that. I think that's even something that climbers do against Minecart, where it gives them extra time to get the up smash and things like that. So whether it's good defense or not, you do have a unique defense in a way where your opponent has to run their offense in a more unique manner, whether it's like the climber, which climber's up front, which, like, how much shields are you hitting? How much shield stun are you going to be locked in? It's definitely unique.
Yeah. And I don't know. I was thinking about, I was thinking about it for a bit, and I was just like, dude, if I played Ice Climbers and I was that vulnerable, like, I wouldn't be willing to take hits that often. Like, I'm not, like, for the chance to get a reversal, like, I'm not down for that.
Right.
I don't know.
Dude, watching this is actually hilarious. Because he just runs away.
To see players play on FD more. I know a lot of makes sense for Fox. I think Fox is broken on the stage.
We kind of farming. I actually didn't get a chance to see this set, so this is.
Yeah.
I know what's going on.
This
first
is a game. Good set.
Like, I don't. That up smash gimmick, like, you don't. Why? Why?
Hey, man, it didn't work the last two games.
So now I'm
try it on the
just,
game.
I'm just not down with that.
You don't like knowledge checks?
Well, it's also
wild. I prefer winning while giving my opponent the benefit of the doubt for consistency's sake. You know what I mean? Like, pew, pew, pew.
I think Light is also getting better on the stage. Light has also always said that he thinks that, like, when you think about just Fox the character, that Fox is good on Final Destination. He just doesn't feel like he's personally good.
I think I've had a similar conversation. I'm remembering now. Yeah.
Yeah. And that is something that Light has been working on. I think when Light gets really strong at the stage, I agree. I think Final Destination is a very good Fox pick.
I feel like it's underutilized for characters where it's not super obvious.
You kind of give up a lot with no platforms because there's so many, like, Fox gets a down throw off down throw. You get platform tech chases, which is like, if the Fox is on point, that's 80 damage. Like, you do give up a lot in certain matchups, but it just depends.
Cause I think his disadvantage is still really good on FD. Just because he's a brick. And I feel like a lot of characters can't say that because of that. Like, not many characters have that quality. Like, I think his disadvantage is perfectly fine without platforms, which is really interesting to think about.
Yeah, air dodge fastball.
Because I think Diddy Kong is, like, terrible on FD, but, like, a lot of people ban it. I don't even care to leak this. A lot of people ban it because, like, oh, Diddy Kong on FD, like, it's been strong for, like, decades. That character sucks on FD bad.
I think your play style is very good for FD.
I think it's both. Maybe it's more me. But dude, nah. Diddy Kong sucks on FD.
Maybe, but
he's standing on business.
A lot of times when I watch you, like, I think the close, obviously you won a game versus, is it Shin Ice Climbers?
Shin. You pronounce it like Shin. Yeah.
Shin. Yeah. But I think the closest games were, like I was saying earlier, like the games where you had open space so you could throw a banana.
That's why I'm down. I was down for it against Ice typically too, but.
But there are a few times where I see you pick FD and I'm like, I'm glad you picked FD here.
I see.
Because it just, like, I don't know.
It doesn't happen often.
No. It's, like, very specific. Like, when you play versus Mia, that's another time where I'm like, oh, you picked FD. Like, this is a good pick specifically versus Mia. I don't know. There's just certain times where it's.
Yeah, I remember it's gone well there. I do really not like when, like, a big platform in the middle is in the way lately. It's been tough to navigate.
Yeah.
What are you going to next? Are you going to Let's Make Moves, I assume?
That's maybe. Definitely happening.
Okay.
I'm assuming I should be trying to go to a thing or two before then, but I wanted to figure that out after I get my wisdom teeth out on Thursday.
Okay. There's probably a bunch
I wish wasn't happening right after a rough tournament because I'm trying to play. Like, I'm trying to lock in, but I don't know how long I'll be out of commission. Hopefully it's only like a few days or something. But yeah. Did y'all ever get your wisdom teeth taken out? This is so off topic.
No, actually, and I'm supposed to.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I didn't. I lost a molar in the back some time ago, so my wisdom teeth on this side grew in straight, and the rest of them were impacted. But they're not like shifting my mouth. But I can't get braces unless they get them taken out, and I don't have insurance, so I'm not trying to. Yeah,
bro,
yeah.
I just buzzer beater got some like buzzer beater, bro.
That joint is $50,000, no insurance. What the heck?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm right here by Mexico, but then you know I kept. I kept looking. I was like, true, I kept looking and be like, yeah, maybe I just, you know, hit the border towns, you know. But then I kept hearing and seeing horror stories about it. Even though Mexico's dental health is good, I would get on Reddit and, you know, only people who are ever negative are like, yeah, that's who posts. Like the people who got it done are like, oh, that was great. And they go on about their lives. People who got fucked up are like, bro, I went down to Mexico and, bro, build them walls, bro. like, hey, yo, excuse me, sir. Chill out.
Excuse me, sir.
So, but I might go back down there and do that at some point in time. Cause I do want to like, I don't think my teeth are like bad or anything, but I do like, it's starting to shift my face a little bit to like a side that I've noticed. And like, I would like to fix that before I'm 40. In 4 years, by the way, I'm not for anybody thinks I'm talking about like tomorrow or something. It's like, I'm 36 now. I got time.
What do you call that? When go ahead, Kevin.
I'm not happy, but
you get them young though. So good shit.
Youngish. Yeah. I'm 27. Most people I was talking got them like around like 25 to 30 or something. But like some, like B got them out when she was young, but I think she had like a worse situation. So like it was like more of a rush.
Yeah.
I got mine taken out like 18. Like
if I got first at poor priority, I'd be down. Just go get like, cause I'm not thinking about the game. It's just like I'm chilling. But now that I got fucked up, it's like, now I gotta like, play every day, but like I don't have time for this
appointment in Portland or in Seattle. I was like, you know what, I don't have to get on the plane, bro, just take me. Oh man,
so now it's stressing me out because I was thinking about going to locals again and stuff, you know, the whole nine yards when you do bad at a tournament. I gotta go to locals, I gotta play even more, I gotta do this and that, like I gotta up all the practice regimen. But my locals are on Thursdays. And I get my teeth taken out on Thursday. So
that hits everybody too, because I mean, again, like I'm not even a good player, and I lost, and I start up. I play so many friends.
Yeah,
I played
more friends than I got ever. Stop with the randoms.
Yo, stop. I mean, I was playing just to get better again though. Yeah. Like, I played a bunch of singles too, just to be like, yeah, man. Like I used to be able to hit some stuff. I can't hit nothing now. Even brought the Marth back out, bro. Like I was hitting some
air F smashes. First opponent picked Kazi. I was like, oh snap. But it was fine.
Yeah.
Bro, I knew you weren't going to switch. Everybody in chat was like, is bro switching? I was like,
unfortunately, he's not.
Yeah. I was like, unfortunately, bro is not switching.
Yeah.
What, for to Sephiroth into Icy's?
Yeah.
For both of them, I guess, technically.
Really? Just Ice Climbers.
Ice Climbers is like, technically, you can just pick Sephiroth and like just swing. Which I used to do that because during that couple years where you would run into Big D a couple times,
yeah,
I had to just do it. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. I had to play Sephiroth.
Not close.
Yeah,
I would like to. Maybe I got to go back and watch the VOD or something because you know I'm I'm a Sephiroth hater, bro.
Yeah, you're my.
I'm a Sephiroth non-believer, bro.
Yeah, every time you bring that out, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Number one, I don't know. Chuck is up there.
Yeah, Marcus is kind of down. Marcus,
I'll be the second in command, dude. TK reads the cards. I'll be right by his side.
TK has come up to me in real life just to ask me to not do it.
Yeah.
All right, never mind. He's
like, yeah, I'm about to cast like your match. Like, please, like, don't
put that shit away, bro.
Bro, like, I just think about the times where he's had the most success, and it's when he's had Sephiroth.
A little bit of a backup, yeah.
For like two or three specific matchups. Like,
yeah.
Snake, Ice Climbers, like,
that was the phase.
I believe in Tweak.
I believe in Tweak. That's not the issue. Like, that's never the issue. Because, like, you know, I'll be asking about characters he pulled up forever. I'm like, yo, what happened to the Wario? What happened to the Wolf? You know what I mean? But, like, it's just something about Sephiroth. I just, like, every time I see you losing that character, I'm like, fuck ass, Sephiroth.
I'm glad you're more upset with the character than me.
Yeah.
Because I feel that. I don't know. I still like him more than Cloud, and I just, I don't want to like lie to myself about that, because like Cloud is not it for me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Sephiroth, if I had to pick between Sephiroth and Cloud, like who plays more like Smash 4 Cloud, it is weirdly Sephiroth. Like, because Cloud in 4 was like kind of like slower, floatier, like more of like a sequence based like type thing. And in this game, like when I'm watching Spargo play, it's like Doom music is on. Like it's like, like it's just like he's just going crazy on people. And like that's not how I did that in Smash 4. Like, so I feel like Sephiroth is like a slower, like he's like kind of picking his opponent apart, where like watching Spargo, it's like how, like it feels like you're watching light, and how is that like numerically possible? So I'm not doing that. But I do want something simple once in a while, because clearly Diddy Kong can't do it by himself, you know. Like,
unless you have a good bracket. Simple,
huh?
Unless you have a good bracket.
Yeah, I mean, good luck with that.
yeah, nowadays that's kind of like impossible mode.
I've gotten really lucky a few times, which is nice, but yeah, it's not happening. But if everyone, it's like Min Min, Kazuya, Rob Day, like
lock in
with like Sonic at the end.
There you go. Doable, winnable.
The bracket.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. That character is bad.
Oh my god.
That character's bad. Shout out to all the Diddy Kong players. I know you're watching, listening, nodding your head, agreeing. And you're glad I'm finally saying what y'all been saying.
You guys finally got to him. Finally got to him.
That was the first tournament after, because I have this problem where once I lose faith in the character, like
it's done. Cooked.
It's cooked.
They're done.
It's cooked.
It's like, it's
but sad. This is I don't know. Part of me believes this is a fake faith loss.
I hope so.
It's like a because I just but
this whole process of like, all right, I'm back. I'm sticking to Diddy Kong. I'm not gonna waver. I wavered immediately, bro. I immediately was playing against Steve. Dude, my first opponent was Pac-Man of the whole weekend. Pac-Man, Ice Climber, Steve. I was just like, bro.
Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
Bro. Even Ryu, I played Aiken. That matchup's starting to feel hard.
That's supposed to be the easy one.
That's supposed to be the blessing. I was like, damn, this fireball shit.
That fireball be A.
This fireball kind of nice, though.
He's putting you on notice.
How is Ryu camping me? This doesn't make any sense.
Bro, somebody in that bracket died to a Shakunetsu. Is that how you say it?
Was it reflected?
Like, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Like,
bro.
Was it doubles? Like, what the heck? Yeah.
Who was it, bro? I could not. You I could not believe.
Zone, like, Shakunetsu edge guard.
Yeah, we got to talk about TG's run too, though. That was
the
rare characters had a big day.
DK and Banjo, everyone but my guy, apparently.
Well, the good rare characters, Gavin. Come on.
Now. Oh, okay. Yeah. Like K-Rool.
Yeah.
K-Rool. Banjo.
Exactly.
Are you really living in a world where Diddy Kong's worse than this?
I thought that ball was going to come over here and make some waves. I was wrong. I don't know why. Because we don't have K-Rools around here. And I thought maybe he was on the revolutionary stuff, but I feel like the reason we don't have K-Rules because we shut them out so early. I'm like not thinking about it from that way. I was like, dude, they're not going out to deal with K-Rule. I was like, wait, no, we dealt with K-Rule year one, and so therefore no one wanted to play him anymore. So
yeah,
like, yeah, I mean, you beat Cola. That's Cola is
Ruho is really good though. Have you seen
Ruho? Ruho
is good. Yeah, Ruho. But he has
he also has the Kazi on the backside.
Yeah, he has a rotation of characters.
You know?
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, Ball's gonna come through with some tech. What did he get, bro? Because like it had to be 33rd, something like that, bro. Yeah.
I think even if Brujo went solo K Rule in some of these tournaments, I just think overall Brujo is the best K Rule in the world.
I've even seen Brujo go Meta Knight. He has a rotation.
Yeah, yeah. But I do think Brujo's the best K. Rool. Like, just watching.
I'm a big fan of Brujo's K. Rool. Balls is really good too, of course, but
I feel like Brujo's K. Rool has a bit more discipline. Like, if you're playing K. Rool,
Ball is down to down smash, bro.
Exactly. Like, I think Brujo, I would put my money on Brujo just because I feel like Brujo has less moments of just being like, well, I got to go for the crazy play because I'm K. Rool. Like, obviously, you do have to eventually do that, but I think it happened. Like, Brujo will do it less. So it feels like when Brujo does.
Brujo's more of like a down tilter.
Yes. Like, hard read. Like, that's tech chase, like, down tilt barrier.
Cash out. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
This is what I'd be saying, man. Like, now that I'm looking at these results, okay, he got 65th, by the way. We got to stop giving these heavies, like, props, bro. Like, these results are not the results of someone that I should be, like, hyping up like this. For this year alone, he got 33rd, 49th, 129th, 257th, 7th at Cafeteria Cup out of 16, 129th and 65th. Like, these are, like, these are regular results, but it's because he's playing K. Rool.
It's the heavy option select. Yeah, the low tier option select. Like, yo, when
sometimes
I
want that. I need that insurance sometimes.
You need that.
Sometimes I want to lock in DK so I can lose and be like, yo.
It was DK though.
But you see that set I got on stream?
Yo, Gavin, only game five though. Gavin has had a K. Rool.
I'm good with heavies. Heavies are like my thing, low key. Some people might not know that. I'm serious. Heavies are like my thing.
No, your first when we were in Ultimate, or we got to like the to play like the demo version, like when they were bringing it to events. I remember you were playing Matt. Yeah, you were playing Matt Donkey Kong. You were like one of the first people to figure out that down slap up smash joint.
Dude, I thought it was a miracle. I thought finally you're good. Finally, it's time to main DK. Yeah. Same process. He did get a lot of buffs, which is cool. K. Rool got some buffs too. His back throw is crazy now.
Not enough though.
But
yo, I mean, dude, the
I really want some buffs in Ultimate TV, Switch 2 Edition. TK, I haven't told you this, but did you see the Animal Crossing update? I think we're just gonna wake up to Ultimate getting that one of these days. Why not?
I would be down, and I would need. So I need at least 16 more patches, like throughout the, first one has to be literally just a Steve patch, bro. I don't care about nobody else.
Yeah, just
we nerf Steve to the ground.
Just a list,
nuke it.
But I think because Animal Crossing was like the game on the Switch 1, and we just woke up to a Shadow announced Switch 2 edition update. It's been years, like years. If that game is getting that treatment. Surely Ultimate has like a really high chance of just getting the same treatment, right?
Right.
Even if Kirby Air Ride wasn't on the horizon, I feel like I would have a similar mindset, like still. But now that we know about all of that, like, I feel like it makes even more sense. Isn't that crazy that our lives are just going to change one morning? Like, we're just going to wake up to like a Shadow announce like Ultimate Switch 2 patch character. I'm serious. It's going to happen.
No, I just the statement of mine is my whole life is just different.
We're
just
gonna get that boost of adrenaline like immediately.
New Smash game, go or kind of new Smash game,
and we're just gonna wake up to it. It's gonna be like a normal Tuesday morning,
just another Tuesday.
Yep, yo, bro, oh my god, Dante.
I'm not getting it. Hold on, I'm back. I lied.
It's not gonna be Dante ever. Sorry,
yeah,
but Virgil,
but I definitely skipped. I skipped on that TG for ball. My bad. I was just thinking about it. But TG did good here. I do think that the, I still unfortunately don't like Banjo because I feel like what we got for Banjo, and what I felt like we were supposed to get for Banjo are just two different things. Like,
I'm
not supposed to be an annoying zoner character. It was supposed to be a brawler, and all we got brawling wise was that forward air. Which when that forward air hits, serotonin. You know,
but you wanted Mario and you got something else.
I don't even know if I mean, like,
you wanted like a mascot brawler.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but you know, all of his best moves are down B and neutral, or just B moves, really. Like all of them are really good. So
yeah,
I don't know. Like I know that you were hyped for it because that's like, you know, character you really care about, and I know you. I think in the first month or two you tried it out.
I like him. I still like him. I don't think he's the most exciting character by any means.
Mm-hmm.
I do think he gets a bit more of a bad rep than he deserves, but he's still not like, he's not the hypest thing ever. I just hate when he's the poster child for lameness.
Yeah. Well, the Snake's right there, character. But I think everyone thinks Snake is inherently just kind of like a cool character.
Yeah. Like there's a bunch I would be more upset with than Banjo, but Banjo's definitely like, whatever. Like,
yeah.
But damn, when I be hitting that F tilt,
feels good. Feels good.
Down tilt's a cool move. I mean, I will say, like, game five, last stock, last hit in this TJ or TG Louis money set. It was
that was fire.
Was
tragic. I mean, I jumped out of my seat.
That was tragic. Like, that was tragic. But
I should probably watch this one.
Oh, bro. Man.
Especially because TG had a pretty rough tournament right before this. I don't know if it was Kagaribi or something else.
It was Kagaribi, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
So it's cool to see him bounce back immediately. In a different environment too, because I'm pretty sure he had like a really rough tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did that the three-headed thing, the Hydra or whatever. They made the meme. Because Shiryuki and Dorvigi did.
That's how these things play out. You make fun of a top player one time and then they like go and win the whole thing. Like,
yeah.
I feel like the community is always like one step behind because they just like don't get it. Like we've done this for years, right? Like Spargo has a bad tournament, and they're like, everyone's like, "Oh my god, Spargo's he's washed now." And then he wins the next major. I'm like, y'all are always just mentally behind. like, of course Spargo can still win. Like, I don't know. Always do that.
This topic, just in general, though, was fun. I think the last two topics actually have been fun because we watched all the Kagaribi, and you know. Top four being the same thing, whatever, like that happens. But like we got some new blood in the air, some new faces that we don't get to see a lot. Ultimate, I feel like, has its moments of being like in a cool spot, but it's right before top four. Those top eights and top 16s, I'm like, damn, you know, like look at the faces showing up here. And then Mia and Akola and Hurt and Dormigi make sure we don't see those faces again. So,
against Spargo. This tournament kind of weirdly reminded me of Kagaribi because like, we talked about this a bunch, but being 0-16 versus Mia, and then you win your first set as Dormigi in set one, and then like it's just how these things play out. Like winning the second set, winning the whole thing, poor priority happens, Sonics finally gets a big W for the first time in a while. Like, I don't know. That's probably the closest comparison I can make, but it's definitely something a little fresh that, I mean, just two players that just kept sticking to it. Because like when those we've been saying this on the podcast for a while too, like when Sonics gets that win, it's really going to take the edge off for him a little bit, I think, and he's going to start playing a lot better in those like grand finals type situations, because you know, once you break the wall, like it's broken, you know what I mean? So
he went down 2-0 on Zamba. And I think in that third game, I was like, I'm starting to believe he's doing this shit on purpose. That he won. So I was like, thank God, bro. Oh, man. Yeah, but I'm glad he got that W, though. He definitely needed that for the streets. But I'm excited to see what that does. Like, he's got the W now. He's broken the curse.
Yeah.
Maybe that's going to start getting him more first. Maybe that ends up getting him a couple thirds and fifths there. But, like, I do hope to see at least one more first. But it's sometime in 2026 before port 10 if it happens.
Yeah, like I said, I feel like it's just going to take some of the pressure off. Like I've been in a lot of situations like that, whether it's like winning the whole thing or like beating some sort of bracket demon or like bad matchup. It's like once you get like a really important one, like it just kind of, it's really all you need. Like, bro, like if I was playing against Toon and I like closed it out in one of those games, like the momentum that you get from stuff like that, like who knows, maybe I would, something would just click against Steve. Like that kind of thing just happens all the time in Smash. So
I actually wanted to ask Gavin and Pink, just from your guys' experience in terms of dealing with grand finals experience, because grand finals is such a different part of bracket. It is the most unique part of bracket in a sense where two players can go at each other. One player has another life, another bracket life, right? And there's even some other esports where like the game, like these team games take so long. When there is a grand finals, if there's a bottom bracket, they just play out one set because they can't like do bracket resets and stuff. But I think the FGC slash Smash, you have enough time because it's a 1v1 game and the games are fast enough where you can run two sets. What are some of the takeaways for you guys in terms of just playing at that top level and getting more and more experience in that hyper specific tournament situation? And you can only get to that tournament situation and gain that experience if you get to the end of it. So I feel like it's also hard to get too, right? If you're starting up and you're newer to the game.
Dude, when was the first Grands I was in? Yeah. I'm trying to think about that. Cause I think that's a very important thing to think about. It's like the first time you get to Grands, you don't believe that it's a different feeling. Like, you feel like you're going to sit down and you're going to play it just like every other set. But I think the idea of like winning, like, oh snap, I'm really about to win. At least for me, I'm pretty sure that that occurred. Like, and it kind of takes away from your ability to play at your fullest. And I just think it kind of takes some getting used to. Like, you have to get to Grands a few times to be comfortable and be like, okay, this is just like any other set. Like, it's just one more set. Like, especially if it's somebody you played before, you can start coming up with like things to help yourself. Like, oh, I beat them earlier in the bracket. Like, I just need to do it again. Like, yeah. I just need to look for certain, if they've made any adjustments. Like, if you start going down early in Grants, you're like, okay, like, am I not warm enough? Have they made certain adjustments to like what I've been looking for? And if so, like, okay, I know I'm good enough to be able to deal with that because I'm here in the first place. And I think that's probably the most important thing, is knowing that like as a player you made it there, so you're probably good enough to win it, and just feeling comfortable and like believing in yourself. I don't think I haven't been in like a lot of major grand finals. I've been in a few, but and I think those are completely different than like a local grand final. Like, you can go to like, you go to your local and like you go there every week, you know, there's another local probably next week, later this week or something like that. So, you know, you're probably going to get another opportunity. But those majors, like, that's a different feeling. Like, the crowd is there, you're on the stage, it's a big production. Like, it's a whole spectacle.
Yeah.
And that, for some people that could be like very energizing and it can help them out a lot. And for some people it could be very detrimental, and like you're not used to the pressure that comes with that. I liked it. I was like, bro, this is kind of lit. So for me, I felt like if I ever made it to a Grands, I felt pretty good that I was going to win, because I was like, I like this. Like, this is fun. But for others, I know it could be like a big pressure thing and kind of take away from their ability to play, especially if it's like something similar to the Sonic situation where you get there a lot but you can't seem to pull it out. Like, that definitely weighs on you and your ability to perform in Grant. So I'm glad he got the dub.
I don't know how to answer this question. I think that's something that's helped me over the years, is being in a bunch of those local and regional type grand finals over the years, just living in the tri-state area and playing against a lot of good players. Because I've definitely gotten to Grands and lost a lot in both games, Ultimate and Smash 4. But I definitely think I can handle the pressure, just because at a young age I was like in a lot of those like big regionals, like making it to grand finals. I definitely think that has helped a lot. Something that's difficult about it is truly understanding that it's two sets, because a lot of the time if you're in winner's grands and you get smoked, there's so many times where I wish I like took a second. Even if it's like 5 minutes, like technically it's two different sets, so like it's perfectly fine.
You're allowed, yeah.
But like, you don't want to like be rude or like slow anything down, or and like it's also like, you know, it's like you're playing the same person. Like, you don't it doesn't really feel like two sets when you're playing. It just feels like one really long set. So I think it's really important to like respect yourself enough to know you're allowed to take a break in between sets if there is a second set. Because I've definitely like never done that, and I've definitely gotten smoked in grand final set one, and then I either like barely win in set two or I lose, and I regret not like taking some time to, you know, like give myself a little bit something to work with. But that's hard. I think you really fall into the everything Marcus just said. Like, it's a big spectacle. The crowd's going crazy. So, like, turning that off for 5 minutes doesn't sound possible, but technically you're allowed to do that.
It is in the rules. You are definitely allowed.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It is hard to answer. I don't know if, like, I have some sort of specific strategy or if I've learned anything specific other than just being there enough times to be pretty decent at it. Yeah, it's,
I mean, it's still cool to hear your guys's hard. I mean, it's cool to hear your guys' experience, right? Like, just how you guys have gone through it, how you have experienced it, yeah. And you know, just your thoughts on it too. Definitely. I mean, it's just, it's such a unique scenario and there's so many different types of grand finals too. Right. So
yeah,
I think your guys' answers were very insightful.
Of someone not having the experience in grand finals. Like, I've definitely seen them in grands, started playing the set with them. I'm like, oh, you're not playing well. Like, yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Whether I'm in winners or losers, like, all right, time to win. Like, yeah. You have no chance. Just because, like, I'm sure some people make more of a separation than others, just, like, depending mm-hmm. on how much experience they have. Like, it's not an easy thing to mask, probably, in your gameplay.
So why you ain't asked me, though, bro?
Yeah, that is crazy, right. Now that you think about
you
it.
You think I never been in a grand finals?
Well, I was saying, like, in a major setting. I mean, I've been to a grand finals in a Hawaii local. Like,
TK, how long were you waiting to ask that?
Literally, I was like, thought about like 5 minutes ago. I was like, wait a minute. Kind of messed up here. And then I went to go look at my Liquipedia. I've been in all my grand finals are doubles with Marcus.
You're good at doves, bro.
Very good
at doves. Yeah, staying true to what you said earlier. Oh, imagine if he asked only TK.
I think I guess I'm probably like there's a lot of episode, but last we meant to talk about the MKLeo thing. Well, it's not really much talk. I think MKLeo just, you know, like, he just came back from
it happens,
from,
bro.
You know what happens? Like, but I was like, bro, what do you mean you got 60? And he was like, listen, he's like, no, I got cheesed by Yeast, which I mean it's Brawler. Like my last that tournament before I entered this, I lost at Genesis 9 to two different Brawlers for the same reason. Like game's going fine. They're at 90 something, I'm at like 60 something. I get up aired. It's
Yeast. See ya.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, okay, yeah. That was like my first, and that was Genesis 9, right? So that was like a while back. But you know, the cheese still there. And then he was like against Ike, he was like, I'm gonna be real, I was low-key trolling.
Yeah, when I saw that, I was like, Ike, that has got to be the first time Leo's ever lost a set to Ike ever.
Yeah.
And this is probably Leo's lowest placement.
It's got to be. It's got to be.
In his entire career. So that's wild. But I mean, Leo was just in Japan like last week. So,
bro, was traveling.
Yeah, bro was definitely traveling. Definitely not here to make excuses for Leo, but I don't think this is
let's do it.
I am. I'm right there. And then on top of that, like I remember people were like, did anybody record that? Was this recorded at all? It wasn't recorded. Didn't happen.
Yeah. He wasn't crying. He was tired. He was just traveling. He didn't even gaff.
True.
I'm sure we're not going to see more 65ths in the future from like, I put some money on it. You know what I mean? Like that will not happen again. So yeah. Unfortunate, but I think Leo will bounce back. I don't think it's going to be like a crazy thing in the timeline where it's like, oh my goodness, from now on, Leo's not going to do well because of that one crazy 65th and it broke him forever. Like, no. Leo's the GOAT. He'll be back.
Yeah, actually, I had to go look. This is worth the worst placement before that was that Umabara. We got
33rd, so, yep.
Yeah.
And that was like the first Joker tournament, right?
The first Joker one, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the first Joker tournament.
So yeah, he's been big chilling since, you know, a couple 25ths. And you got 25th of Kagaribi, 17th of Battle BC. But like for the most part, like all this other stuff is like top eight stuff. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. He has a clean resume.
Yeah.
I mean, even like pre-quarantine was like 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2.
Are you forgetting anything? I guess that probably about does it.
Lammers went off.
Oh yeah. Shout outs to Sir Alexander. Shout outs to NorCal.
Oh, true.
Me Gunner, top eight.
What placing?
Seven. Bro, seven. Top 32 started. I thought bro was getting fifth. I thought bro was gonna make winner's side. Yeah, I thought bro was gonna make winner's side top eight, but seventh is
if Lammers didn't run into Sonics, That was probably the worst part.
I didn't know bro had to play Sonic. So I was like, oh, shit. I mean,
Capitan Tito, like, ain't no waste. Yeah, I don't think Sonic is going to lose
it. It wasn't happening. It. Bro hates like, Gunner.
Yeah, like, I wasn't studied. I wasn't there for the Laquisha, for the Laquisha tag, bro. I wasn't. I do not. I saw like he put that in, and I remember being on commentary of like, somebody, this guy put in Laquisha, not sitting right with me. But let's keep it moving. Oh man, bro, I was dropping some lines from commentary. So, but yeah, good stuff for him. I mean, like, you know, again, there's not a lot of, there's definitely a lot of representation for Gunner. It's just Capitan Cito until he got that good placement this time. So it's usually just brawlers.
I will say, obviously, the if you looked at the bracket, I believe Lammers took Gluto's seed, but Lammers still had to defeat a lot of
players. Yeah, Gluto, yeah, it'd be Ashima, yeah.
Right? Yeah, I mean, still beat Osimo. Like, damn. Crazy, a lot of great W's, and I mean...
Gluto, where are you?
So NorCal overall had a phenomenal tournament. Lammers, Luis doing really well, both of them getting in the top eight, so you love to see it. Shout out to NorCal.
Bro, that flight is clean, right? Easy flight,
yeah. It's easy probably flight. Like an hour at best, or like an hour,
1 or 2 hours.
Yeah. Easy,
easy peasy.
I guess that's about it. Yeah, I had a solid weekend outside of getting smoked. thanks to TK for being on the show. Great time as always, and we do bonus content on the Patreon, patreon.com/tweaktalks. I actually just uploaded some today as we're recording this. I also teach the game if you want to learn from the guy who got 25th, medify.gg/@tweak.
Damn it, bro.
I promise, bro. I'll do better. I promise. You can still book with me, please. but yeah, I'll probably be streaming again. I just got home. Got to figure out this. I'm getting my wisdom teeth taken out, but I'll probably be back and practicing and preparing for events. And yeah, it's about it. Thank you so much, y'all. Have a good one.